Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Well, good morning. It's Saturday, November 14th, and welcome to another edition of Ask the Experts. I'm your host, Dan Allstrand, and after a long hiatus, we're back on this very fall-like day to bring you the best advice that money can buy, and we're giving it to you free this morning. How about that as we head into Christmas? It has been a wet couple of days in and around Halifax, and we know that fall means rain and, dare I say, snow. But you can deal with the rain on the outside of your house. That's not a problem. We're Canadians. We're used to that kind of thing. But what happens when that water ends up in your house? We're very pleased to welcome back to News 95.7, the company that knows all things basement-y. Welcome Corey Mosier and Todd Smith from Ridgeback. I'll get it right eventually. Ridgeback Basement Systems. It's only been, what, 10 shows we've done?
Yeah. Actually, more than that.
And we're back for another 30 minutes to answer all your questions. If you have a question about your wet basement or you want some more info, our number is 1-877-801-8255. Or locally here in Halifax, 902-405-6000. Corey, I guess we should probably reset the table here. It's been a while. Tell us a little bit about what Ridgeback Basement Systems is. What do you guys do?
Well, Dan, exactly like you said, we're all things basement-y. We're experts in the field of basement waterproofing. And we work with homeowners, property managers, inspectors, real estate agents on a daily basis to solve those wet basement, those nasty crawl spaces, and those foundation structural issues that homeowners have.
And there's a whole host of them. It's not like there's just one, I have X problem. It's you guys really are the experts when it comes to dealing with not only wet basements, but those gross crawl spaces and dirt basements.
Absolutely. We do outside excavation.
Yeah.
However, probably 9 out of 10 of our jobs now are tackled from the interior. We have lots of inside strategies. We've got waterproofing systems with the best sump pumps on the market. We've got internal trenching systems that have been featured on shows like Bob Vila, Ron Hazelton. We've got waterproof floors. We've got waterproof wall systems. So when we say we're all things basement, we definitely are.
And that's an important point. The traditional thinking is that when I have a leaky basement or I've got a crack in my foundation or some water's coming in from a hole in my floor somewhere, boy, now they're going to have to bring an excavator in. Now they're going to have to dig up my gardens and my flower beds and my dog run and all that other stuff, my deck. But you guys can sort of work your way around that.
For sure. I mean, there's a lot of disruption if we do outside excavation, and usually it costs a little bit more as well, Dan. When we look at outside excavation, there's a lot of properties that have structures out there, whether it's a pool, whether it's a front porch, whether it's a driveway. And to do things properly, all of that sort of stuff would have to be removed. And realistically, in Halifax, and the same as some of the other places, cities, and other provinces, homes are pretty tight. So can we even get an excavator in there to do some of that
close
work?
Together?
Yeah.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you take a walk in particularly the old sections on the peninsula here, that the houses are very close together and you're not getting a backhoe or a front-end loader in there to do that, Jeff.
Absolutely. And on the other side, I mean, we're coming into the winter months.
Yeah.
So usually with winter comes snow and things like that, and basements still leak in the winter. So one of the things that we can do with our inside strategies, we can secure a homeowner a dry basement throughout all times of the year.
So is it a membrane? Is that what it is? Is it something you paint on the wall, or are there a number of different ways that you can tackle things from the inside?
Every situation's different, of course. But first and foremost, when we look at interior strategies, our first line of defense is actually a pumping system. And typically a pumping system will take care of about, I'll say, 75-80% of the water that's usually in a basement. But on those big, heavy rains, and we saw a lot of that last year, and hopefully we'll see many more here to come. So on those big rains, what will happen is water will pop up in different areas of your basement. And sometimes that water may not make it to the sump pump before it pops up in other areas. So we kind of help that water make it to the pump. So we look at internal trenching strategies. And we've got a dozen different types of products that we can use in those situations.
So really, and I know it's kind of cliche to say, considering that the name of the show is ask the experts. But, you know, everybody will say that they can fix your basement. You have, you know, the guys that are working on the side, the Johnny pickup trucks, as you like to call them, that will say they can do it. But why do it once or why not do it once when you can bring the expert in and you get it done right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not the same guys that's shingling your roof. We're not the guys that's doing the siding. We are specialists, and we do the below ground type of work. Anything that happens within your basement is us.
Why do I care? If I've got an unfinished basement and I'm living sort of main floor and I have my bedroom's upstairs or whatever, and the only thing that's in my basement is my washer and dryer that are up on concrete blocks, and I really don't care. Why do I need to get rid of that water in my basement?
Well, there's a number of negative effects with a wet basement. And a lot of homeowners will put up with that little bit of water that's in the corner. But it's what that water leads to. And we're seeing more and more that water actually leads to some of that nastiness that you might be familiar with in a basement, such as mold or health problems. Or we're seeing more and more as time goes on, the problem doesn't cure itself. So we start to see structural issues. And Todd can probably talk here a little bit. He was in a home the other day with some really, really, really structural issues there.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy when we get in there. I think she's dated back to when Juan hit, and her subfloor was actually floating.
Oh my goodness!
And she never really did anything about it. It was black from start to finish. So the mold that was going to be creeping up through there was already evident with the structure that was going on with the partition walls in there. Mm-hmm. So you could see the dry rot was already wet there. So to solve that, you have to get rid of the water. So the pump.
It doesn't get better on its own, right? I mean, this is not something that you can say, well, you know, that was one, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime storm. We hear that all the time now. You know, there's one storm, I'll pump it out myself, and I'll replace my drywall, and things will be better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from our experience, problems don't go away. They don't solve themselves. And typically, if you let it go on, it's going to get worse. And in addition to that, usually as things get worse, they cost more to fix.
And you were telling me before we came on the air that you went to, I think it was a cottage earlier this year, and somebody was, you know, had a wet crawl space or a wet basement underneath and just kept putting it off and then ended up having to replace most of their joists.
Yeah, absolutely. Down in the valley here in Nova Scotia, a homeowner reached out to us to come in and solve their problem. And they had one of those dirt floor crawl spaces, so like a basement that's 3 feet high. And unfortunately, there's so much humidity that comes from those dirt floor crawl spaces. And what that humidity created was a very nasty environment. Their joists were actually dripping water. So with that, it created a lot of structural problems, rot. The homeowner actually took a step and went through the floor. So we can correct that problem, and we can prevent that from happening again. But unfortunately, they had to replace a number of things, exactly what you were just talking about. They replaced 57 joists and 800 square foot of flooring. So going back to what we were talking about in regards to it costs more and it doesn't cure itself and it usually gets worse. So we come in and solve it so it doesn't happen again. But, you know, the impact has started.
When that engine's knocking in your car, you don't just drive around and hope it'll go away. And this is that's kind of a silly analogy, but it really is the truth, isn't it? I mean, when you have once it leaks once, it's going to leak again.
Absolutely. For sure.
And not to mention the mold and not to mention the structural damage, but a significant portion of the air that you breathe in your house comes from your basement.
Yeah, up to 50% of the air that you breathe on your main floor comes from down below. And, you know, your air carries through and there's a lot of heat ventilators and exhaust ventilators and, you know, air systems that carry that basement air throughout your home. And with that, if there's an issue down there, realistically, you're breathing it in. So if there's mold, if there is, even with radon, we are now we now take care of a lot of radon work in around Halifax.
Which is a naturally occurring gas that you can't see, smell, or taste.
No, you can't see, you can't taste it. And actually, New Brunswick, as well as Nova Scotia, has some of the highest radon levels there are out there in Canada. So it's a very serious problem.
And so just by not don't worry about it. I don't have anything in my basement. I just keep stuff down there. You're bringing your family into jeopardy by not taking a look at this.
Oh, totally so. And I mean, a lot of people look at their basement out of sight, out of mind. But when we work with a lot of homeowners, I mean, there's so many instances that homeowner wants to get usable space, whether it's for storage, whether it's, maybe dad wants the man cave down there or mom wants the man cave to put dad down there.
Well, fair enough. And it's you're paying. It's part of your house. Why not use it? I've never really been a fan of just having it for storage. Why not be able to use that space? And even if you do use it for storage, how many thousands of dollars worth of stuff do you have downstairs that is in jeopardy of getting destroyed if it leaks?
For sure.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255. Locally here in Halifax, it's 902-405-6000. Corey Mosier and Todd Smith from Ridgeback Basement Systems are our guests today. If you have a question, this is your chance. It's a Saturday. It's some free advice out there. We know that it's been reasonably dry this summer, and we've been fairly lucky. Being an outdoorsman, you can get out there, and it hasn't been like we've seen over the past couple of years. But as the old saying goes, winter's coming. This is the perfect time to get these things looked at now before the freeze-up come.
For sure. And I mean, when we talked earlier there about us being all things basement-y, even though we're dry, I mean, we're very, very busy. Because some of the things that happen in the dry weather, for instance, there's a lot of foundation structural issues that will take place. And when soil dries, it shrinks. And when soil gets wet, it expands. So when we look at foundation issues, it could create a bowing wall or it could create a settling foundation as well. I mean, it's great for our business, don't get me wrong.
But, I mean, you don't wish that on anybody. We all want to have the perfect foundation. We don't want to have leaking basements. Let's go to the phones. Again, our number, 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. Please welcome to the show, Rob. Rob, how are you?
Oh, you know what? Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey there.
We have a construction company also. And what these gentlemen are saying are 100%, without a doubt, the truth. We tell our customers in our field of business, this is what you have to do. And if you don't do it, in the springtime, you're going to have $10,000 to $15,000 worth of damage. Yes, they say thank you so much, and in the springtime, they call you back, and they say, you know what? This happens in my house. Now I have to get the insurance company involved. So what these gentlemen are saying is, it's just a matter of preventative maintenance. You know, your house is your most important investment. Advice is the cheapest thing, of course, unless you go to a psychologist or something like that or a lawyer. But other than that, what these guys are saying is true. You know what? Take the extra time, even if you come in, give them a free quote, whatever. Take their advice, because if you don't, down the road, it's going to cost you. Like, we have a pressure washing company. We do siding and eaves and gutters and stuff like that. You tell people, you know what? Get your gutters cleaned out before the fall, because if not, you're going to have ice damming. Oh, yeah, they leave it in the springtime. It's the same thing. So I just compliment these gentlemen, because you know what? What they're saying is the truth. People, take the extra time and precautions. Call the people in. Get an honest evaluation. You know what? It'll save you thousands and thousands of dollars in the long run.
Rob, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
1-877-801-8255-405-6000. Need to take a break. Philip, you're on the line. We'll get to you in a minute. You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts. I'm Dan Allstrand. Our telephone number, 1-877-801-8255. 902-405-6000 is the local number. Ridgeback Basement Systems, Corey and Todd are here answering your questions about that wet basement or that disgusting crawl space. You know what I'm talking about. If you have a question, you got a few minutes to get in here, just like Philip did. Philip, how are you?
Not too bad.
What's on your mind? You have a question about foundations.
Yes, I do. I was curious why you would fix it from the inside when you can actually, like in the Halifax area here, just change the grade on the outside. Nice 1 to 10 slope so that the water doesn't get to the foundation. Then it can't run in.
Philip, you're absolutely right. The grade of the land is a contributing factor of wet basements. In some cases, we can change the grade and help get that water away from the foundation. Typically, any water that's resting or driving against your foundation usually eventually works its way in. From our experience and a lot of homeowners that we deal with, not everybody is fortunate enough to have that simple type of fix. And one of the things that we also notice is that there's a lot of water that is underneath the soil or the grade of the land. So there's a lot of water that homes are built on top of. And in many cases, sometimes basements are kind of like a boat. They actually are just sitting in a pool of water. And unfortunately, that water is making it into those foundations. And changing the grade of the land on the outside doesn't necessarily always divert the water away from the foundation. So if you can, you're absolutely right, Philip.
Well, one of the things that I'm concerned with it around the Halifax area here in particular, except in Sackville. We know Sackville has a clay type of soil that water doesn't drain through readily. So, yes, you are maybe in a pool of water if the ground hasn't reconsolidated. But the rest of around Halifax here, unless you're in a place like down the valley where the water is maybe 4 feet below the surface, and you have the kind of condition you were talking about earlier, around the Halifax here, like, I'm a court expert in this field, and around Halifax here, all you need to do is change the grade on the outside of the building. And that's, you know, that's really the bottom line.
Phil, appreciate your call.
Yeah, it
makes sense, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And that's one of the, leads me to my next question, right? I have a problem in my basement. You are the experts. I need to sort of get this fixed. It could be as simple as changing the grade, or it could be something else. What's sort of the procedure? What is it you guys go through when you get that call from somebody out there that wants to have this problem looked at?
Yeah, so when we connect with our homeowners, we go on site and we work with that homeowner for, you know, what is their problem? What is it that they want to achieve? So typically we'll do an inside inspection and we'll do an outside inspection. And then we'll build a plan based upon the homeowner's budget and based upon what it is they want to accomplish. So going right back to Phillips, in some cases we can change the grade of the land and divert water away. In some cases it's almost impossible. Some homes that have, for instance, a river, you know, a stream that is actually running underneath their foundation, and changing the grade of land and things like that isn't going to work.
It's not always coming from up. It could be coming from down.
Absolutely.
Phillip's right. I mean, it depends on the geography of where you are in the province, where you are in the country. But it's important to identify that problem as opposed to just saying, well, my basement's wet, let's just change the grade.
Yeah, every situation's different. You know, again, we do outside excavation as well. So some homeowners, when we work, that could be the best option for them. 9 out of 10 of our jobs are now tackled from the inside because it's less expensive and less disruptive. And when we work on our homeowners, you know, every homeowner is different. Some homeowners want to take care of the mold in the corner. Some homeowners want to get rid of the water in the corner. Some homeowners want to build the, you know, a full basement and get a man cave down there. So every strategy is different. And, of course, you know, the price of those build-outs upon what they want to accomplish is also different.
And that's the sort of the $1,000 question, so to speak. Each job is different. Is it expensive? Is it expensive for me to get this fixed?
It's hard to put a price on that. When you look at, you know, people that live in hundreds of $1,000s homes, what's the price if they don't fix it? That's how I look at it. I mean, for the health of the home, for the health of the people living in the home, what is the price for that peace of mind that water is coming in? To me, I don't believe fixing your basement is expensive in that sense. But, you know, of course, there's probably a sticker shock to some homeowners as well.
But it's a long-term investment. This is something that once you fix it and you guys guarantee your work, once it's done once right, it's fixed.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard other people actually say this, that, you know, pay me now or pay me later. In many cases, a lot of homeowners can't sell their house because they have that issue. So why not fix that issue today, live in your house for X amount of years, and then when you go to sell it, you're not going to get beat up on it.
And you can say, I've got a, my basement's been done, and it's never going to bother you. It's a selling point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for our company, for instance, we have a transferable warranty. It's a lifetime warranty. And actually, our company has a nationally backed warranty. So if we win the lottery and close our business tomorrow.
Let's hope.
Or, you know, hypothetically, if we go out of business in 5 years' time, because we're part of the largest waterproofing network in the world, actually, Basement Systems supports and backs that homeowner in case we ever, you know, close our doors.
Corey, we've only got a couple minutes left. One of the questions I get asked all the time once we do these shows is, you know, I have had work done on my house before. These guys are there for months. Typically, is it, how long does it take?
Every situation is different.
Yes.
Outside excavation usually takes a little longer. Interior strategies, when we focus on interior strategies, typically, you know, we're in and out in a day. We don't want to be there, and it's, you know, it's nothing personal. But, yeah, we try to finish a job. We always plan for a couple of days because we can never tell the unforeseen. For instance, when we open up a basement floor, things like that, there could be something underneath that we're unaware of. But typically in and out within a day to 2 days.
So you're not neighbors getting siding done on their house, and they've been working for 2 weeks on it. So it's a reasonably quick process.
Yeah, and I mean, our company, we're a very professional company. We're not the guys that come show up in the morning and, you know, go to a different job in that afternoon, and then eventually 4 days later we come on back. No.
How do we get in contact with you quickly?
Probably the easiest way is through our website. It's www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
Corey, appreciate your time.
Thank you,
Todd.
Dan.
Thanks for coming by today. And if you have any questions, get a hold of Corey, Ridgeback Basement Systems. You have been listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7.